The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parashah is Parashas Ekev. Near the end of the Parashah, in Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Yud Gimel, we have the second parsha paragraph of the Kriya Shema. The Hayoyim Shema Tishmael Mitzvah Asher Anochi Mitzvah Eskem Hayom. That if you will listen to my mitzvahs, which I command to you today, La'ava Es Hashem Elekeichem, to love the Lord your God, to love the Lord their God. Excuse me, your God, but it's in plural. Olo'ov Dei Bechol Avavachem Bechol Namshichem. And to serve him with all of your hearts and all of your lives. Now here we have the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, to love the Lord your God. In last week's parasha, we had in Vayeschamam, we had the first perek of the Shema Yisrael, the first paragraph. And that was brought in the Devarim Vav Pasuk Dalet, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Yo'avta Eis Hashem Elokecha, that you shall love the Lord your God, b'chol levavecha, with all of your heart, u'b'chol nafshicha, and with all of your life, u'b'chol me'edecha, and with all of your, one of the explanations is all of your physical possessions, your monetary possessions. At any rate, so there again we have the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. There is a difference the way it's written. Here it's written Beloshin. Well, excuse me, let's first bring Rashi. So Rashi asks, let's see, here in Parshas Ekev, why do we need it twice? So Rashi says, here in Parshas Zekev it's written in Loshen Rabim, plural. So the command is to the whole Tzibur, to the whole nation. In the first Parshah of Shema, there it's written Loshen Yochid, and singular, the command is to the individual. There's another distinction also, that here it mentions merely b'chol evavchem, b'chol levavchem, b'chol nafshichem. It doesn't say b'chol me'eidchem. Well, before it does. I'm not going to go into those distinctions all this evening, but at least what we see from here, that there is a mitzvah asay, a positive commandment of avas Hashem, to love Hashem, and it should be with all of your b'chol evavchem, with all of your heart, with all of your soul, your life, and all of your me'eidcho, your monetary possessions. Rashi gives an explanation what these three mean in Parshas Vayeschamam. He brings b'chol levavecha, with all of your heart, b'shnei yitzrocha, with both of your yetzers, both your yetzer tov and your yetzer hara. This means you should love HaKadosh Baruch Hu totally, and you should even be meshabed, even use the powers that a person was given, his instinctive powers, that many times misleads a person. He should also use that for his love for Hashem. Dovar ache b'chol levavcho shlo yeh libcho choluk al hamokum. Another explanation, b'chol levavcho, that you shouldn't have two hearts in the situation. What does it mean is entire heart. There shouldn't be reservations when it comes to loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you should give HaKadosh Baruch Hu your total heart. Not that you love him conditionally. Shlei libei choluk. B'chol nafshecho, with all of your life, is afilu hu neitles nafshecho. Even if it means giving your life for Hashem, ובכל מעדיך, בכל ממינך, with all of your worldly possessions. You should be prepared to give away to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then the Rashi says, if you have to give your whole life, so certainly you have to give your worldly possessions. So he brings the Gemara that says, not necessarily so. Some people, to them, their worldly possessions mean more than their lives. Some people are willing to give their life in order to save their worldly possessions. So in such a case, we are obligated to give all of this to Hashem. What we're saying here is that when it comes to loving Hashem and serving Him and fulfilling mitzvahs, it cannot be with reservation. It has to be with a totality. And it can't be where a person says, well, look, this is going to cost me too much. I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but this is going to cost me too much. The love has to be translated into action. And then, b'chol ma'ed decho, excuse me, another explanation, in b'chol ma'ed decho, davache, b'chol ma'ed decho, b'chol mido o mido, shemeidid loch, bein b'mida tova, bein b'mida poranius. You must love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no matter what your particular fortune or lack of fortune or misfortune might be. And this is very important, because when we are happy, then it's easy to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we have plenty, merev kol, then it's easy to have to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, although even though not everybody does so. One of the rebukes to Klal Yisrael is that Mirev Kol, you didn't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zei Tachas Asher Le'avadetu Asher Hashem Elokecha B'Simcha U'Betiv Tuv Leivon B'Rev Kol. That there were times when Eretz Yisrael and the Commonwealth in Eretz Yisrael were given so much. They were a world power, and Brocha was found all over. They had wealth, they had peace. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu rebuked them, you didn't serve me with simcha. You didn't serve me with goodness of heart. So, I mean, it's not always so simple, but it's far easier to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu when He gives you Rav Kol than a person who is given a cup of suffering. That's the great difficulty, that when a person's lot is suffering, to also love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is difficult. Therefore it states, b'chol ma'edecho, b'chol mida o mida, shemeidin lecho. No matter what your particular lot is, at that time, you must love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rashi brings from David HaMelech, where David HaMelech said, k'ish yishu es eso, tzora v'yogan emtso, that I will love HaKadosh Baruch Hu regardless of what my lot is. If I have fortune or misfortune, it will not change my love for Him. This mitzvah, Avas Hashem, is a positive commandment, but it's also, besides being one of the positive commandments, it's one of the greatest positive commandments and one of the fundamental commandments, mitzvahs, which is a cornerstone to the entire Torah. And it's a level which there is almost no level higher than this. For example, we know that there's serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu from love, like we just spoke about, and there's serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu from Yira. We know there's a level of Yiras Shamayim, to fear Hashem. And there's different levels in fearing Hashem. There's fearing Hashem because you're afraid of what the consequences might be if you do not fulfill His mitzvahs. Or you fear Hashem even because of His greatness. You have a pachad and terror when one stops to think of the gvura, of the strength of Hashem. But whatever the yira might be, the sages tell us, Abba is far greater. Even though perhaps popular opinion is not that way, and they feel that a Yira Shamayim is the greatest one can come to, it's not so. But the loving of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and serving Him through this way is far greater than serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the fear of Hashem. And this we'll elaborate on more a little later. But Rashi brings here, he brings from the Sifri, Asei Dvorav Me'avo, fulfill Hashem's words through love. Enedema Asei Me'avo La Asei Me'ira. You cannot compare the two. Someone who fulfills mitzvahs because of a love, or someone who fulfills mitzvahs because of a fear. When someone does mitzvahs because of fear, there can come a time when one day he'll just say, I've had enough. When someone fulfills the commands of his master because of fear, when it gets too difficult, then he'll throw up his hands and walk away. But if you fulfill through love, this is forever. Now this we'll elaborate on a little more later on. We can ask a few questions here. Firstly, how does one love Hashem? What does it mean, Avas Hashem? You should love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How does one love HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Secondly, why does this mitzvah of Ava come immediately after the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad? One of the most famous psukim that we have in the Torah is Shema Yisrael. Listen, Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, the Lord our God, Hashem Echad is one. We are after Ace, you shall love Him. Why does this mitzvah come right after that Pasuk? Another question, the Pasuk, the sentence immediately after Avas Hashem in Parshas Vayeschanan is V'hoyu Hadvarim O'Ele Asher Anechi Metzavach HaHayim Alev Avecho, and these words which I command you today shall be on your heart. This follows the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, and this we can ask two questions. What does that Pasuk mean? What does it mean that these words which I command you shall be on your heart? What is the meaning? What is the Torah teaching us? What is the Torah demanding from us with that? Secondly, again, the smichus, the proximity, that we are after is sandwiched in between these two psukim. The meaning of that posuk, it's a very important posuk. These words shall be on your heart. Rashi brings from the Sifri, Mahu Ahava. The Sifri asks, you shall love Hashem. What does it mean? How do you love Hashem? By taking all of His words and all of His commands and placing them in your heart. To have love for Hashem out of nothing, besides being very vague and very obscure, this also is weak. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu we cannot see, we cannot touch. It's different when you see someone, you can touch someone. You have constant experiences with someone. But to have love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and He's the Odin, the Melech Malchei Amlochi, when you're an earthly person, that's somewhat obscure and vague. So how do you have love from Him, for Him? When you take all of His words and all of His Torah and you place it in your heart, what does that mean? In your heart, you study it. You misbeinen. You think about it. You delve into it. You go into it in depth. That will bring love between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because this is how we know Him. Love can come only when you know someone. This is how we know Him. This is what the Sifri tells us. Shemitech kacha to makir ba'kodesh baruch hu u'medabek bedrochav. And then you will want to cleave to him. The Rambam also brings this Sifri in the Sefer HaMitzvos, in Mitzvos Essay Gimel. He asked also the question, who should Sivanu Ba'avosa Yisale? We are commanded to love Hashem, but how do we do this? We must take his mitzvahs, and we must give enormous thought and bina and understanding to him, u'maimorov, and to all of what he says, u'pu'ulasev, and to his works, ad shenasigehu, until we understand all of this, and then we understand him, v'nane basagose, and then we will have great joy from his words and from he himself. B'tachlis ha'ano, the ultimate of joy. V'zeisi ha'ava mechuyevus, and this is the love we are commanded. And then he brings the Sifri. Sifri asks, what does it mean, v'hoyu ha'dvorim ha'ela asher anochi matzavchayim alevavecho? Through this, you will be able to understand and thereby come close to the one who has created the world. He may be Almeloch, she's Beinanis, Talabiyotcha Hasogo. Through giving great thought to his mitzvahs, to the study of his mitzvahs, this is the study of Torah, then you will come to understand him. And from here, this you will have great joy and great love. The Rambam repeats this again in a few places, but one is in his Yad Chazoko, at the beginning of Perik Beis. He brings this mitzvah and he says, how do we fulfill it? When a person will, he holds, you can't love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't love something without knowing it. And therefore, you don't know Hashem, you can't love him. The Ava is dependent on the idea of how well you know him. When a person will give great thought to his works and his creations and his wonders, and he will see endless greatness, endless miracles, endless wisdom, miyadhu ohev umishabeach umafa'er umisavet avegdol leyeda Hashem agodlo. From here will come great love to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu even greater. Kimei shomru chachomim. That by knowing him, you will come to know who created the world, and you will come to love him. Now, that explains what does it mean, v'hoyu advorim ha'ila asher anochi matzavcha yoyim alevavecho. We have to give enormous study to whatever Hashem said, his mitzvahs, this is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and through this we will come to love. And that explains the proximity of why immediately after we are after Eish, we have this posuk, v'hoyu advorim ha'ela. But why does it come immediately after Shema Yisrael? So on this the Maral writes, he says, it's still difficult to understand how there can be love between an earthly being and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, love, how would we define Ava, love? He says, that's Chibur. That's the joining of two things, of two people. the connection of two people. This is love. For two things to join together, they have to be common to each other. How's it possible for an individual and HaKadosh Baruch Hu? There could be no further two things apart. One is an earthly being, the other one is the king of all kings of the universe. So he says no. He says, what does it mean, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's one? What does that mean? In simple meaning, that everything in the world is from Hashem, comes from Him. Ein zu losoi. He's Echad, He's one, He's only one, He encompasses everything. And there is nothing besides Him. So everything that's in the world comes from Him. When a person says the Shema, what he realizes is not only everything in the world comes from Hashem, but he also comes from Hashem. In other words, there are no two entities, Hashem and He Himself. There is no barrier. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad, the all-encompassing one. Therefore, He encompasses the one also who's saying Hashem Echad. And if He Himself has come from Hashem and He returns to Hashem, so then, to the contrary, the greatest Ava is possible by Hashem with His creations. If you have two entities that cannot come together, then there cannot be Ava, love between them. Love is the chibur, the joining of two entities. But to the contrary, by Hashem and His creations, there is the greatest opportunity for the chibur, for the coming together, for the love. Because He is all-encompassing, and therefore they come from Him, and they return to Him. So therefore it's possible the Ava. He says, this is clearly seen in the Gemara. The Gemara brings in Masechet Brachos and that Vav Omer Aleph. The Gemara says that Afal Gav Shekoreh Krishma Beis HaKnesses, even though one says Krishma at night from Arav in Shul, we're obligated to say Krishma every morning and every evening, still, even though he's fulfilled that mitzvah, still he has to say Shema again, the first paragraph, Albitosai, when he goes to sleep. And then the Gemara goes into a discussion. It says by Talmud Chochem it might not be necessary, but he should at least say one posuk. A posuk that states Ki biyotcha afkid ruchi, that I take my spirit, I take my soul, and I entrust it in your hands. This is what he says to Hashem before he goes to sleep. The Maral says for the Gemara is clear that if he says Shema Yisrael, that posuk, he does not have to say Ki biyotcha afkid ruchi. So in other words, the posuk Shema takes the place of Ki biyotcha afkid ruchi. Now he asks how. When he says Ki biyotcha afkid ruchi, that in your hands I entrust my soul. All right, this we understand what it means. This is very appropriate before one goes to sleep. But if he says merely Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, but he hasn't spoken about himself going to sleep and entrusting his soul to Hashem. Nevertheless, in the Gemara, it's clear that this posuk will replace the other. Why? So he says, this is what we have said. Because when he says Echad, he's saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one in all totality, where he encompasses the entire creation.
everything of the creation comes from him and returns to him. So when he says Echad, he is saying that I entrust my soul to you. Therefore this pasuk replaces the other. And then he goes on to explain a Gemara, very well known Gemara. The Gemara brings near the end of Masechta Brachos, Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis, that the Romans, Yemach Shemom, this has to do with Tisha B'Av that we just had, and they came and they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, and then they ruled, conquered and ruled Eretz Yisrael. They made a decree that no one is allowed to teach Torah publicly. Rabbi Kiva was living at that time, and he said, we cannot stop teaching Torah. He says, to us, Torah is like water. What you tell is the story of the foxes and the fish. You can't tell the fish to leave the water and they'll be safe. So he carried on. The Romans caught him, they imprisoned him, and eventually they executed him. And they executed him in a very brutal manner. And as they were killing him, the Rebbe Kiva said, the Shema. And his Talmidim were there and they said, even now also you want to say the Shema Yisrael. So he said, to the contrary, Kol Yomai, my whole life, Mitztayer. He says, I was Mitztayer, I had suffering. When would I be able to fulfill the After Eis Hashem Elokecho Bechol Levovecho Bechol Nafshicho Afilo Netas Nafshecho, to give my life to for Hashem? Now I have the opportunity, so I shouldn't be able to say the Krishna. So he said, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, and he died. And a voice from heaven came down and said, Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef, Sheyotzoso Nishmoso Betaro, Sheyotzoso Nishmoso BeEchad. How fortunate is Rabbi Akiva, where his soul went out of his body and returned on the word Echad. So he said, what does that have to do with the Echad? That's the Achdus, that's the oneness. That the whole universe is one with Hashem. And therefore when the soul returns to him, this is the manifestation of that oneness. And he returned it to him at such a level of a love for Hashem, see, which is the ultimate in the love for Hashem. Therefore, Ashrecha Akiva. How fortunate is Rabbi Akiva that his soul went up to heaven with Tara, impurity, and the Echad. Incidentally, from here also we see what we mentioned before, Bechol Me'edecho, Bechol Mida B'Mida Sha'ate Me'edidloch, which something is not easy. It's far easier to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he's lavishing gifts upon you than when a person is going through enormous suffering. But this we see from Rabbi Kiva. There's another expression, incidentally, so this explains to us firstly what is the Avas Hashem, and that comes only through the knowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this comes only through studying his works, studying his Torah, studying his mitzvahs. How is it possible, the love of Hashem? Because the love between two entities has to be where there's some common quality that can bring the two entities together. And to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is the greatest common quality, because we all come from him and we return to him. And then it explains to us why the Posuk of the After yes, follows the Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod, because that's what Echod describes. And immediately afterwards, V'hoyu advorim ha'eila, Asher Enochim Atzav Chayim, Alev Avecho, to explain how we can come to this Ava by taking his mitzvahs and his writings and placing them on our hearts. There's another expression and manifestation of Avas Hashem. And this the Rambam brings in Sefer HaMitzvahs. Also in that same mitzvah, he says, "Ukvar bi'anu shuzeisa mitzvah gamkein koleles." I've already explained that this mitzvah also includes shenia korim livnei adam kulam lavodasi yisale ulamin boy. That not only you should love Hashem, but you should go and call others, bring others to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, why? What does this have to do with Avas Hashem? If a person has great love for an individual, and he has great respect for an individual, great admiration, a person is a role model to him, he wants to show that greatness to others, he wants others to come and show this person to that other person, to the other people. He says the same with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person has a true love for Hashem, then he wants to share that love with others. He wants to share that admiration with others, and that others also should have part in Hashem and in his work. The Loshen Sifri, he brings us from the Sifri, the after is Hashem, Avehu Alabrius. The after, you should love Hashem, bring the people to love him, is included in this mitzvah. Let Hashem become beloved to the people. Now, whose quality was this? This was Avraham. Ki Avraham Avicho, the Sifri says. We all know Avraham was known as the one who loved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which the Rambam is going to bring, he says, Shehid Akosuv Avraham Ayavai. The Hashem called Avraham, Oavi, my beloved. And on Avraham it states, Vesanefesh Hashem B'chorim. Avraham was different than all of the previous generations, because the previous generations, even the tzaddikim of the generations, they had great righteousness in them. Adam Arishon, Shem, Noach, and they served Hashem. They were great people, but they weren't capable of bringing the world to serve Hashem. This was the difference with Avraham. States by Avraham, as a nefesh asher osu b'chorem, shabidu l'raiser, the Targum says. Avraham, not only did he have great love for Hashem, but he demanded of himself that this love is shared with the rest of the world. And the Rambam writes that he had built up a bais of tens of thousands of followers, that he had taught to them the mitzvahs. He says this was the base of Avraham. We see he tried to become an advocate for Sodom and Amorah. Wherever he went, he taught Torah. Now, what kind of mitzvah is that? He says, that's the mitzvah from Avas Hashem, the Sifri says. Mipnei shoya ohev. Because he loved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam says, why did he love Hashem so much? Because be'etzem asogosoy. Because he had such a great mind that studied the works of Hashem. States Avraham, had studied the entire Torah before it was given. He could come to such great love, and because of this great love, of his great love, he could not stop himself from wanting everyone else to come and also serve Hashem. The mitzvah is love HaKadosh Baruch Hu and bring others to love him. The Rambam brings that mitzvah from the Sifri. This is also a Gemara, and the Maral brings it in his Nesiva Avot from the Gemara. He brings it in beginning of Perek Beis. Says the Gemara says in Yuma that Peivov Amar Aleph. You shall love Hashem. This means that you should cause HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be loved through your acts by others. A person should go and he should learn Chumash and Mishnah and Gemara. And the Bura Benachas Ivan Brias, he goes to yeshivas and becomes a Talmud Chochem, and then he speaks kindly to people. Umecha Yomatne Bishuk Noel, and all of his business is done in beautiful ways, Nesim and Nesim Bemuna, and in very upright, honest ways. Mahabrias Emre Shalov. What do the people say? Ashrei Pleni Shalom Atera, Ashrei Oviv Shalom Deitera. How fortunate is this person that he's going to learn Torah. And how fortunate is his father that taught him Torah. Asheri Rabbi Shalom De Torah. How fortunate is his Rebbe that taught him Torah. Oy lehem levnei odem shaleilam de Torah. How unfortunate it is for those who have not studied Torah. Risim pleni shalom haTorah kama yofin drochav kama mesukonin maisov. And they got to tell people, you see, that person, he went to study Torah, and what a beautiful person he is. How beautiful his deeds are. What does this do? It brings others to Torah, brings others to Hashem. This is the mitzvah. You shall love him and cause others to love him. And on these people, Hashem says, Avodei Ato Yisrael, Asher Becho Aspire. These are my Avodim, these are my servants. Then the converse, Mizman Shorim Kedev Yishenei, when a person goes and he learns Mishnah, and he learns Chumash and Mishnah, and he comes out of Yeshiva, and he could be a great Talmud Chochem, but the Ein Dibur Benachasim Abriyais, he doesn't speak kindly to people. And his business is not done properly and not in honest ways or upright ways. What do people say about him? They say, how unfortunate it is that this person has studied Torah. How unfortunate it is that his father taught him Torah, that his Rebbe taught him Torah. You see that person, he went to study Torah, and look how ugly his ways are, how coarse they are. This is the converse. Instead of bringing people to love Hashem, you bring people to hate Hashem, to hate his ways. And the Maral says, he says that when the nations see, when people see and the nations see justice, say, yashrus, they see something straight, justice, then it's the tendency for them to be drawn to that. When you live in a world of lies and falsehood, then you become very disappointed with life. But when you see someone who's very just and upright, you see a nation that's just and upright, they want to know more about this. Where does it come from? And it comes because they fulfilled the mitzvahs of Hashem. And from here they see that Hashem's mitzvahs are so just and upright, this brings people to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This, besides this being what is known as Chilul Hashem and Kiddush Hashem, this is the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. Ad shehakol nimshochim achar Hashem. The Rambam brings, we said now that you could serve Hashem through Yiras Hashem, because you fear Him. You can serve Him through Avo, because you love Him. The Rambam goes to great length at the end of Hilchos Tshuva, which I'll quote. I can't quote it all, but I'll quote some of it to define just what is this level of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu may Avo that is so great. He says, a person shouldn't say, Hareini Eisig Mitzvah HaTorah Veisig B'Choch Mosek Kedei Shekabu Kol HaBrochas HaKshubas Bo. He shouldn't say that I'm going to learn Torah and do mitzvahs because it has such wonderful rewards. And later on, the Rambam will say, not that this is, there's something bad in this. The Torah explicitly tells us that if you do this, you'll receive this. If you don't do this, you'll receive that. So not that there's something bad, but this is still lacking, the Rambam is going to explain, in the level of Avas Hashem, of loving Hashem. Generally, we would say that's very good. A person learns Torah because he wants the world to come. He does mitzvahs because he wants the world to come. We can't say there's anything wrong with that. But that's still not the level of Avas Hashem, of loving Hashem. That's a love for the reward. Or the Efraish min Averish is irritated mehen kidei she inotso min aklolis akshuvatera. Or kidei she leye koris mechayelam abo. Or he fulfills Torah mitzvahs from the fear of the punishments, or from the fear of losing his world to come. So now, the Rambam doesn't say there's anything wrong, but he says, "Ein roi lavli, des Hashem al derech hazeh." This, it's not befitting for a person to serve Hashem. She'eiv al derech hazeh u'eiv miyira. This is serving Hashem from yira. And even though it's very great to serve Hashem in this situation, in this way, it's not Milas Anavim, v'lei Milas HaChachomim. This is not the level of the prophets, nor is it the level of the sages of the wise ones. He says, this is all right, he says, for the common folk, for plain, simple people. And he says, when it comes to plain, simple people, you have to teach them this way. You have to tell them, or when it comes to small children, you have to tell them, don't eat this, otherwise there's a punishment for it. If you do this, it's a mitzvah and there'll be wonderful rewards in this world and in the next world. You want to be happy in this world, then you must do it this way. He says, this is how you must teach the common folk, but only until they grow in Torah. When they grow in Torah and mitzvahs further and further, then you have to teach them. This level is still lacking. This is Yira. Yira Shemayim is good, but it's still lacking. There's greater levels. Okay. What is the greater level? Eben me'avo, he who serves from love. Eisik b'Torah b'mitzvahs, he studies Torah and he does mitzvahs. V'helich b'nesivas ha'chokma, and he pursues the wisdom. Leimim ne dove ba'ilam, for no other reason whatsoever. Leimim ne yiras haro, and not because he's afraid of what might happen if he doesn't do this. Velo kedei yorish hatova, not because in order to inherit the goodness. Ela aisa ha emes mimneishu emes. But because this is the truth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded him to do this, and this is the truth, this is what he does. Seif HaTeva Love Biglola, there is no doubt that he will inherit enormous rewards. There is no doubt whatsoever that he has an enormous world to come waiting for him. But this is not his motive. Umayla Zu Hi Mayla Gedola Meod. This level is an enormous level. Vein Kol Chochem Zeichelo. And not even all of the wise were able to reach this. Vehi Mayla Zavrom Avinu. This is the level of Hashem, Avram, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Ehavoi, my beloved. Lefi Shalei Ovat El Me'avo. He served only from love. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded through Moshe saying, V'yal Afta Eis Hashem Elokecha. This is what it means to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why do you do a mitzvah? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us, and we have great love for him, and therefore we listen to what he does. Mizman sheyav odem es Hashem, at a time when a person loves Hashem, the proper love, immediately he will go fulfill all the mitzvahs from love. Then he goes on to say that the love that a person should have. Now this again, he's saying, this is not something that a person starts with. This is what he ends with, not what he starts with. This is a lifetime's work to build up to. This level of love that a person develops for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, is a love which is even greater than when a person falls in love with a particular woman. A person falls in love with a particular woman, and he becomes what is known as lovesick. He brings chaylas, chaylas ava, where he can't concentrate on anything. He can't get his mind off of her. And his mind is not clear, his heart is not clear. And always he's thinking of her. He says, this is the type of love that a person will develop for HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he studies his ways, and he studies his mitzvahs, and he sees his justice, and he sees his truth, and he sees his midas, his rachamim, and he sees his creations. Yes, Misa, even more. Tia avas Hashem b'leiv ayavav. Shegi b'atomid. Gimei shetzivonu, because, he says, really, a person has a love for a woman. We're not commanded b'chol levav v'chol v'chol nafshecho. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu demanded from us we should love him with our entire heart and even our entire life. And he says this is the level that Shlomo HaMelech came to, King Solomon, and this is what he wrote Shir HaShirim about. See? This love story was a romance between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omru Chachomim. The Chachomim said, maybe you'll say, I want to study Torah because I can make money. Although I don't know in particular what he's referring to. He says, maybe it was a different time. Or Bishvil Shekra Rebbe. I'll study Torah because then people will call me Rebbe. Or Bishvil Shekabul Schar Be'elam Abo. I'll study Torah in order that I should have a world to come. So the sages say, La'avos Hashem, kol ma'asher tem esim le'sase el me'ava. No, you must, again, I mean, halavai, everybody should do like that. But he says, then you're doing it for other reasons. Kodesh Baruch Hu said you should do mitzvahs for him because you love him. Also it states, b'mitzvahs of chofetz mi'od. David HaMelech said, I want his mitzvahs in an exceedingly enormous way. Lebeschar mitzvahs. He was not that interested in the reward of the mitzvahs. And this is what the sages commanded their talmidim. This is the Mishnah Masechta Avos. Al tiu ka'avodim ha'mishamshin es ha'rav ha'manas le'kabel pras. do not serve the Rav. A servant, a good servant, doesn't serve his master because he knows he's going to get paid. A true servant serves his master because of his love for his master. This that he gets paid, this is also true, he'll get paid, but this is not the motive why he serves him. Now again, the Rambam then repeats though, this, we cannot start that way. We have to start by doing the mitzvahs and learning Torah at a lower level. But this is what we must aim for. See, this is the goal. The Maral adds on this that we were discussing Avon Yira, the Sifri brings in Vaskanon. Her Aesimi Avos called a Kofel Umekufel. Someone who serves Hashem with love, his reward is double than someone who serves Hashem from fear. And also, like the Sifri said before, someone who serves Hashem with love, that will never cease. But when he serves Hashem with fear, that can cease. So he says the reason why, when you serve with fear, that can cease, because that's an external motivation. When you serve with love, that's an internal motivation. When you serve with fear, that's an external motivation. And to a love which comes internally, he says there's no beetle. That can grow and grow endlessly. But a motivation which comes from external circumstances, yesh lo beetle. There can be a time when those external circumstances change. And then no longer are you interested. Secondly, he says that it should be that love should be, when you serve with love, the reward should be double, many times over that with Yira, because the love encompasses Yira also. He says when a certain person serves with fear, he has only fear. When a person serves with love, he says it also includes fear. Why? He says if you love a person very much, you're afraid to wrong that person, lest it will disturb the love. When a person loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's afraid also to wrong HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lest it will blemish the love between them. So therefore he says that Yira does not encompass love, but love encompasses Yira. Therefore, rightly so, that it should be many times double. Now, I want to conclude with one explanation, which the Maral says in a number of places. The Gemara tells us, "Yigia kapecho ki eichel ashrecho v'tov loch." The labor of your hands you shall eat, then Ashrecha, it shall be fortunate to you, and Tevloch, and good for you. This is the Poshuk. So the Gemara says, Godl ha'mena miyigiyas kapayim yeseh miyiras Hashem. Miyori Hashem. Someone who enjoys the work of his hands is greater than he who fears Hashem. Because by the one who fears Hashem, the Gemara brings the Poshuk where it states, Ashrecho, just one time fortunate. But on this one it states Ashrecho v'tov loch. Ashrecho ba'elam azeh and tov loch ba'elam abo. This world and the next world. Now, what does it mean? someone who eats from the work of his hands. Who doesn't eat from the work of his hands? Everybody eats from the work of his hands. The only one you might say doesn't eat from the work of the hands is perhaps a ganav. But the huge majority of the world hopefully are honest people. So they're eating from the works of their hands. So the Maral says, the Gemara is saying differently. Yagir kapecha ke'echel, he who eats from the labor of his hands, the Gemara learns it means hamenem yagir kapecha. He who enjoys the work of his hands. Everybody eats from the work of their hands. But does everyone enjoy the work of their hands? You got people who enjoy life. They enjoy to sit down and have a good meal. They enjoy it. A good piece of bread, a good bowl of soup, a good portion of chicken, they enjoy it. A good schnapps, a good glass of beer, they enjoy it. Person has a car, he enjoys his car. He has a suit, he enjoys it. This is what is meant. Yigia kapecha secha ki secha anenem yigias kapai. Now, it seems we're saying simple things here. Now, the majority of the world, if we will examine it, does not enjoy what they have. A person has a good car. He's thinking of the day when he can graduate a bit and get a better car. See, build himself up. Someone once told me, he says, in this neighborhood, I don't want to mention any neighborhoods, but someone once told me, he says, in this neighborhood, a long time ago when I came here, you should know that everybody goes the group plan, and they all go step by step. He says, first they started, a few started to bring in gardeners to manicure their lawns. So everybody did it. The next step was, is a few started to build swimming pools. So everybody went and built swimming pools. The next step was, is a few started to travel. This is, of course, 20 years ago, 25 years ago. They're going to take an overseas trip. Everybody started to take overseas trips. One of the most, if not the most, influential industries in the world is the advertising industry. They will not let you enjoy what you have. Because when you sit down and you eat your meal and you try to enjoy a newspaper, so they're telling you the discount fares to France or to the Far East, see, or to Israel or to any other place where your mind is trying to work out how you can manage that and you're forgetting what you're eating. When someone moves into a house, it's a beautiful house, but this is what it needs. See. And after you do that, and now I can sit down and enjoy the house. No, but this is what it needs. It needs an extra room over there, or it needs this over there, or it needs that over there. And this is our whole life. Our whole life is that way. One of the Rosh Yeshivas in Tells told me, he says, when he came to America, he says, what a strange land. He says, in Lit, in Europe, he never worried about anything. He says, he never had a dollar's worth of insurance. Came to America. They told him, you could walk across the street and get killed. And you're leaving your family with nothing. You have to take out insurance. Morgen ich bin krank, tomorrow you can get sick, and you have nothing to pay the hospital with. You must have insurance. All of a sudden he finds he's got an insurance policy here, here, all over. Yeah. He says, we came to Lebanon, so how could you live like that? Actually, Ramesha writes in a tshuva I just saw recently, he cites B'medina Zu, in this Medina, he says, they can take small problems and make big problems out of them. Life was 1,000 times more difficult in Europe. But here, we have no rest. And it's not that there was, this is, we help the Yetzer Hara. This is the Keach HaYetzer, not to let us rest. The minute we have, the Grah brings, it's an interesting Grah, he brings, the Yetzer Hara entices the person to try to get him to eat very good foods. Now he'll get used to it. So he's accustomed to it. So he drinks only the best wines and the best foods. Then it entices him. You should buy better clothing. Look, you're making enough money now. What do you have to wear schmatzes for? Go up a bit, buy better clothing. He writes, the Yetzer Hara will drive the person until he wants to walk on a floor, a rizpah, that is made from jewels. And this is the truth. If the person will have the money, you'll see the kings, they had the money. The next step was, is that the floor should be made out of jewels. So who's nana megir kapayim? Who enjoys what he has? We're too busy thinking of what we don't have. The one who enjoys what he has is the one who's always thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what you gave me. He's not constantly asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give me what I don't have, but he's thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what I do have. The old days, today, when you ask someone how's things, he'll tell you, well, business is tough. This is the standard. The old days, not old days, I remember, Zayda, you ask him how's things, what did he answer? Gott sei Dank, we're left. Thank God we're alive. a different concept. Gott sei Dank, we're left. And in the morning we get up, we make a brocha. What do we make a brocha on? We make a brocha that we can stand up. We make a brocha that we can see. We make a brocha that we can hear. We make a brocha that we're a Jew. Different thing altogether. So the Maral says that's what the Gemara is saying. Godel yegias kapech, yegias kapech kisecha lashrecha v'tov loch. He who eats and enjoys what he has. You should know he has both worlds. Not only he'll have the world to come, he has this world also. And he says that's Abbas Hashem. Because when you enjoy what you have, you're constantly praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu on it. That's Abbas Hashem. And he's godel mi yore Hashem. He's greater than the yore mi Hashem. Because the yore Hashem will have the next world. But he doesn't have this world. But it's because he's constantly worried. He's constantly mispachid. Always worried. Am I doing enough? Am I doing right? And if you're worried, how can you enjoy what you have? How can you praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How can you love him? This is the level where Avas Hashem, that whatever a person has, he has to look. This is not so easy. It seems easy, but it's not so easy. Especially in the Western civilization, which is the consumer's civilization. Okay? That a person has to learn to not look at what he does not have, but whatever he has, he must constantly praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu on it. And then not only will it be good for him in the next world, he'll have this world also. These are some explanations in the mitzvah of V'yo'avta Eis Hashem Elokecha, the mitzvah of Avas Hashem.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.